Nesecht Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Vav, at the top of Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and the Brisa Daf Tzadik Heim and Beis taught us, in Tosh and Satana Baalya, Vim Tosh, Kolapas Kulu Asura, Achiyasaka Satana, and at least according to the Beis Imov, the prior Gemara, the Brisa is even discussing a Tana Shalcheres, and the Brisa taught us, although it's also to grease an oven with animal fat from the tail of an animal, and if one does so, then in Rabbanon you cannot use any bread that is baked in that oven, and as we saw, this is based on a Takana, Dilma. However, certainly once you heat up the oven from the inside and do libun gomor, the oven will once again be mutar. And we see that libun even works for a kli cheres. And based on this point, our gemara now begins and asks, al kedir shel midrash amayi shavu nadrinu l'kivshanes. Why would they break the earthenware pots that we used in the base of midrash to cook meat if they should have just done libun gomor? They could just have put the pots back into the kiln, which will intensely heat up the pots and remove any bliyos. And even though Rav previously stated that we're concerned that one would not do Asaka properly as Chayis L'Demitbari, however, that is Dafka where one is using a regular flame or fire. However, by requiring that the entire pot must be placed into a kiln, then this chash is not applicable. Ayin Rashi, Dima Maschel, El Kadeus Shel Mikdash, Amayi Shavru, and Rashi explains, Hoyel V'Islu Tekanta B'Libun, that since there would be a Takana to do Libun Gomer, why would they break the pots in the Beis HaMikdash? As Rashi continues, Ha'kimna, the Taimun B'Shim we already saw that when the Torah teaches us the Kli Cheres Asher Tuvushal Bo Yishover is based on the issue of Blias of Neitzar, and Beloy Abishal Kapikra, the name of Xeris HaKosovi, the Torah wasn't just Makbid on Bishal, we can't say that it was just based on Xeris HaKosov, and I entice who is that this was Gufa the Shail of Ramin Bachoma, Daf Tzadik Heron Beis, as Ramin Bachoma is, Talu Ba'avir Tana Mahu, Abishal Bilu, the Kapi Rachmana, Oiduma Abishal Beloy Bilua, and ultimately we were in Pesha the Shaila, and how can Rashi say that the reason of the Torah is Mishum Belua and not Xeris HaKosov, Ayin and Taisvis. And keep in mind that when we read our Gemara, we were gurious without the parentheses, and we were gurious that the Gemara's question was, El Kadeir Shel Mikdash, Amayi Shavu, Nadrin El Kivshonais. Based on the Gersa that has the parentheses of our Gemara, then our Gemara would read, El Kadeir Shel Mikdash, Amayi Abrachmanu Yishavu. The question of the Gemara would be, that why does the Torah teach us that the mitzvah to break a Kli Cheres, the Torah should only require Libun? However, Ayin Rashi and Tesis, who are not gurus these words, as Rashi explains that the Gemara was not bothered for the mitzvah in the Torah, since when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar and continuously traveling, so it made sense that they did not always have kivshenes or kilns available, and therefore the Torah tells us that there is no other Eitzah, and one must break a klicheres, and therefore Rashi and Tesis hold that the Gemara specifically asked this question regarding the practice to break klicheres once we had a Beis Mikdash, and the Gemara is bothered that why should we have the practice to break a klicheres if we should just reheat the Kli Cheres in a Kivshon. Ayin the Shittu brings down Hachi Gassinon al Kadeir Shev Migdash Amai Yishavu V'loi Gassinon Amai Amrachmano the Shem Loi Diba Kosev El B'Mishkan Shohi Metaltal, as maybe the Torah was discussing the time that we had the Mishkan, and since the Mishkan was portable and it was also much smaller than the Beis HaMikdash V'loi Hayi Makom L'Kivshonais, therefore there would be no space for a kiln, and that's why the Torah would tell us that you had to break a Kli Cheres, and therefore the Gemara's question is only on the actual practice, as in the Beis HaMikdash, they would actually break the Kli Cheres that was used to cook Basa Kachim. And our Gemara continues and answers, Amar Bzeira, Lefi She'in Oisim Kivshenis B'Yishlayim, that in Chanami, this would have been Eitzah, and really if someone used the Kli Cheres in order to cook Basa Kachim, then they could just put it back into a Kivshen, and that would suffice. However, practically, they did not have this Eitzah, as they couldn't have any Kivshen set up in Yishlayim, and certainly not in the Azara. And as we learned in Masechus Baba Kama, that Pei Bezim and Bez, that it was also to set up a kivshon in Yishlayim, and as Rashi explains, because it would blacken the walls of Yishlayim, and since the pasuk tells us that this would have to be done b'makom kadosh, and it would have to be done in Dazara, so certainly there weren't any kivshonis in Dazara, and therefore after cooking basal kachim in a kli cheres, the only eitzah that we had was to break the kli cheres, and as Rashi in our Gemara states, in oisim kivshonis b'Yishlayim mishum kutra, k'naminim b'bakamo, the Gemara now continues, Amar Baya v'chi oisin hashbasos ba'azara, and just like we learned in the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, that it's also to make a kivshon in Yishlayim, Brisa also teaches us that one of the 10 things that was stated regarding Yishlayim is that it's also to make an ashpa in Yishlayim, as Rashi explains in Masechta Baba Kama, because that will bring shrotzim, and of course, if there are dead shrotzim, that would cause more tumah in Yishlayim. L'maisa, by breaking the Kli Cheres in the Azara, you're now causing ashpois in the Azara, which is also asar. L'chir, Abai is bothered that once we're in any case going to go against Takana, and any case, we're going to make an ashpa in the Azara. Why don't we just go against the other Tekana and make a kifshan in the Azara? This way you'll be able to burn out the bliyos from the Kli Cheres instead of breaking the Kli Cheres. Some explain that a biased question, not based on the Braisa Mesechus Baba Kama regarding an ashpa, instead a biased referencing another halacha, since we know it's also to go into the Azara, but Maklev Pundasai, as we learned from Mesechus Yavamis on that Felvim Beis, based on the Pasuk of a Mekdashay Tiro, and therefore would also be also to make an ashpa in the Azara. And the Chedush HaGriz, who's bothered, how could Abaye be bothered by this question? Certainly there's a chil between making an ashpa in the Azara and making a kifshan in the Azara, as Lemaisa the Pasuk states, therefore clearly there's a Gzeiras HaKasov, then one must break a Kli Cheres in the Azara, therefore clearly we can make a ashpa from the shards of Kli Cheres in the Azara. However, there is no Gzeiras HaKasov that one could make a kifshan in the Azara. And if so, what is Abaye's question? Ayin Shom. And our Gemara continues, and he answers Abaye, Ish Tamitzei Had Tani Shmaya B'Kalbonai Shivu Kli Cheres Nivloim B'Mekhoimon. By Abaye asking this question, it must be that he forgot the Braisa, which was taught us by Shmaya in a place called Kal Nevoi, that there was a nes in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shivu Kli Cheres was swallowed up in its place, and therefore it never formed an Ashba. And Ayin Rashid B'Maskol B'Kal Nevoi Shem Mokim Shenikra Shem Avedis Chavim. This is the name of a place, and was called so based on Avedis Chavim, K'chsev, as the Paskin Yishai tells us, Koyris Nevoi, and this name, they have to have Avedis Zara named Nevoi, and they actually called it Kal Nevoi, as in Lashon Gnai, that the Avedis Zara called Nevoi is Kal, and is not distinguishable. The Gemara now continues that we just stated that if not for the fact that we can't make a Kifshin Yishlayim, we would have had an Eitzah for any Kli Cheres the Basa of Kachem was cooked in, that we could take the Kli Cheres and place it back into a Kifshan, and reheat it, and do Libun, and that would remove any Bliyos. The Gemara now is Alahad Amr of Nachman Amr Abavua, but this that we already brought on Daf Tzadik Heim Beis in the name of Nachman in the name of Rabbi Avua, the Tanashal Mikdash Matechasava, the oven that was in the Beis HaMikdash was made specifically out of metal. And the Gemara is now bothered, never the Cheres, the Sekhem of Bifnimu, that even according to Rav, why wouldn't we be able to make the Tan of the Beis HaMikdash out of earthenware, even after we would roast the Bas of Kachim, and even after we would cook up the oil of the Minchais, they would still be able to heat up the oven from the inside, and this way they'll be able to remove any bliyos from the walls of the oven. And the Gemara responds that in a chenami, if it was only based on basa kachim and minchais being cooked in the oven, then this would not be an issue, and the ovens would not have to be made out of metal, and it could have been made out of earthenware. However, these ovens were not only used for the korbanos and for the menachos, but it was also used for the shtei lechem and lechem apanim. And as the Gemara explains, the kim de ikar shtei lechem and lechem apanim, dafiyasa metano kedushasa metano, that since on Shavuos they would bake the shtei lechem, and every week they would bake the lechem apanim. The shtei lechem and lechem apanim did not have any oil, and it was only made from flour and water. Therefore, they didn't have to place the shtei lechem or lechem apanim into a kli sharis in order to mix together the ingredients. And instead, they would just take the flour and water, and they would knead it together and make a dough. And the only time that the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim would go into any kli was at the time that they would bake it in the oven, and that would actually create the kedusha of the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim. Therefore, these ovens in the Beis HaMikdash, havel kli sharis, are really categorized as a kli sharis. Therefore, the oven specifically had to be made out of metal, as a kli sharis techeres le'avdinon, as a kli cheres cannot be made out of earthenware. And Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Amid, u'kdushasa metano she'in nasim kli sharis l'fi she'in tunun shemen, can amirin perek shtei alechem l'shasa v'arichasa mechutz v'afiyasa b'fnim l'tana mekadesh l'hu. We continue on Daf Tzadik v'mabez, and the Gemara states that certainly according to the sheet of Rebbe that we saw in Mesechta Sukkah on Daf Nun, that Rebbe holds that kli sharis has to be made out of metal, and certainly the tana could not be made out of kli cheres. However, the Gemara continues, v'afidu rabbeis rebhudu le'kamar el de'etz av de'cheres lo'i, and even according to sheet of Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, that's chiluk on the sheet of Rebbe in Masech the Sukkah, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds that a kli sharis doesn't have to be made specifically out of metal. And as the Gemara in Masech the Sukkah explains, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda has the klal of ribu mi'at ribui, therefore he dashed in the pasuk and pashas truma of a sisa menera zov tar miksha tasa menera, and he learned that we ma'ar ba'akol, and therefore he learned that he could make a kli sharis out of anything. However, since the Torah mentions a mi'at and states zov tar, therefore even Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda has to be made something that is most dissimilar to Zovtar, and therefore our Gemara tells us that even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda agrees that a Kli Sharis cannot be made out of Cheres, and therefore the oven of the Beis HaMikdash could not be made out of Cheres. The Gemara now continues that in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis, Benegi the Mitzvah of Kibbutz Begadim, so the Mishnah Mishnah taught us that in the Torah Kibbutz El Mokim Adam, that if the Adam gets on a Beged, then the only place that has to be cleansed is only the actual Mokim Adam and not the rest of the Beged. And clearly when the Pasuk tells us a Kli Cheres Hashtavusha Bo Yishaver, so even if only a part of a Kli Cheres was used to cook meat of Kachim, we have to break the Kli Cheres and the entire Kli will not be usable. However, as we will see, our Gemara will now have a Shaila regarding the next part of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'miklin Nechoshet B'Sholo U'Moyek V'Shutu B'Moyim, and the Gemara will have a question that if only part of the Kli Nechoshet was used to cook Basav Kachim, then would we have to do Marika and Shtifa of the entire Kli, or we would only have to do Marika and Shtifa that part of the Kli Nechoshet that was used to cook Basav Kachim? And the Gemara now continues, Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda Havrog Kamed Rorin Bachama. Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda used to learn by Rorin Bachama, and Shafki Va'ozal Rav Sheshes, and then he left for Rorin Bachama, and he went to learn by Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara continues, Yom Echad Pogabei, that one day Rorin Bachama met Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda, and Amalei, and Rorin Bachama gave Musa to Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda, and he told him, B'derech Mashal, Kafta Noktan Biyodai, Reicha Asal Al Yad. And Rorin Bachama explained that the Nimshal is, Meshum the Ozal Sechal Kamed Rav Sheshes, Havz Lecha Ki Rav Sheshes, and he told him, B'derech Mashal, that people say that when the Duke takes someone by the hand, then the fragrance of royalty rubs off on the person's hand. And as Rashi explains, Mashal Al Gasei Ruach, that this was a Mashal on someone that's a Gas Ruach and someone that's a Balgaiva, Shemishtadlan Lam and Mokim Gdeglim, and he wants to stand in Mokim Gdeglim. But Omar, and he says, Haducha Chazani Biyodi, Vurech Melucha Nikla Tech Yodi, because the Duke held my hand, therefore it's as if the Melucha already came to my hand, and I am on a high Madrega, and therefore Rabbi Bacham was telling Rabbi Yisrael Bar Behuda that you're a Balgaiva, and you think because you're going to go to learn by Rav Sheshes that the Cheshivas of Rav Sheshes will rub off on you, and that will cause you to be more Cheshav. And Amalei and Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda responded to Rav Bachama, Lab Mishum Hachi, that the reason why I went to Rav Sheshes is not because of Gaiva, as Rashi states, Leilu Gaiva Neskavanti, that this was certainly not my Kavana. Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda explained to Rav Bachama, that Mar Kibbeinim Milsimine, Pashali Misvara, and when I have a question, I ask it from you, then you push it to me from a Svara, then Kimishkachra Masisa, Parchala, and then if I find a brisa against what you stated, so I'm able to slog up your svara. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Behuda continues, and as Rashi explains, Rav Sheshes was bucking brisas, and therefore Rav Sheshes could be in a milsimine, partially masisa. Then when I ask a shadow to Rav Sheshes, he's pushed to me from a brisa. The chinam mishkachta masisa parcha masisa masisai. And even if I will find another brisa that associates the brisa that Rav Sheshes brought, so then I have one brisa against another brisa, and I'm therefore unable to slug up Rav Sheshes. As Rashi points out, in the gay Rami Bachama, Kimishkachna Masisa, the Loy Omra Hachi, Parchla Milsa de Mar, the Shmaitz and Amur, but Maka Masisa Laisa, and certainly the member of Rami Bachama, and not go against the Brysa. However, when I went to Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes Pashim Masisa, and as Rashi states, Shabrysa Stewart's Befib, Ktarmin and Be'ervin, Rav Chistam Rachshon Sufusayim Masisa to Rav Sheshes, and when Rav Chistam went to speak and learn with Rav Sheshes, his lips would tremble from the fact that Rav Sheshes knew so many Brysais. Therefore, even if I would find a Brysa against Rav Sheshes, however, it would be a brisa against a brisa, and that would not slug up Rav Sheshes. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rami Bachama responds to Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda, Boi minoi milsa, de ifshel l'chaki masisa, that you should ask me a question, and I'll be pushed the shayla from a svara, when you'll be medayik in a brisa, or in a mishnah, you will find that I am correct. And as Rashi states, de ifshel l'chaki masisa, and as we explain, misvara ifshel l'cha, v'chisidak b'masisa, tishkach kabasai, and therefore, Boi minoi, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Behuda is the following shayla from Rami Bachama, as Bishu mixes kli, tar mriku shtifa, kol kli, I ain't toin, that if someone cooked meat of kachim in part of a kli, then would we require mriku and shtifa of the entire kli, or would we not require mriku and shtifa on the entire kli? We would only require mriku and shtifa on that part of the kli that was used to cook basa kachim. And Amalei and Rami Bachama respond to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Behuda, that in a toin, midi davaza, there is no requirement to do mriku and shtifa on the entire kli, just like we saw in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Yom Bey has been a gay azar, and as Rashi brings down, Dam Chata Shinitis al Beged, the Tznab Masisin, and as we learned in the Mishnah, in Tain Kibbutz al Mokim Adam, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda wasn't satisfied, as he asked Rayim Bachama, Voloi Tonahachi, and Lamaisa, we don't have a Mishnah or a Brysa that's Mefurish, been a gay din of a Kli, and we only saw a Mishnah that discusses the din of Dam Chatos. As Rashi explains that he was bothered, Holoyashka Masisa, the Koy Kavosech, Va'at Amrit, the Tifshukim Masisa, that you actually told me that you can bring a Raya from a Brysa, and you didn't bring me a raya directly from a brisa. However, Amalei, Rami Bachama responded, that Mistavro Kebeged, even though we don't have a brisa, braisa that's mefurish b'negeya kli. However, I did bring you a raya from a mishnah that teaches a din that's mefurish b'negeya beged. And just like the mishnah teaches us b'negeya dam chatos, they only have to cleanse the makam of the dam, and you don't have to cleanse the rest of the beged. So the same din would apply b'negeya kli. And it's mestavra that the din of a kli should be the same as a beged. And as Rabbi Bachama continues to explain, ma beged ain't a toyin kibus el makam adam. Therefore, af kli ain't a toyin riku shtifa el b'makam bishol. However, Amoloi, the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, was not satisfied. He responded to Rabbi Bachama that how can you compare the din of beged to the din of a kli? As mi dami dam le mefafeya, when dam chatos is nita zala beged, so the dam stays in its place and it doesn't spread to the rest of the beged, and therefore it makes sense that the Torah teaches us they only have to cleanse that makom the beged. However, bishul mefafeya, that once someone cooks an item in a kli, then even though you don't cook it in every part of the kli, but it permeates the kli and the taste gets absorbed into the walls of the entire kli, and maybe the din would be that one must still do mrikun shtifa of the entire kli. And Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda continues and he asks another question to Rabbi Bachama, that not only am I arguing on you misvara, but oh, I have another question. As Tanya, as we learn punkfakert in the brisa, as the brisa specifically will teach us that one has to do mrikun shtifa of the entire kli, and this will be the last point of the brisa. And the brisa begins chayim bazar mrikun shtifa v'chayim b'mrikun shtifa min bazar, and the brisa states chayim bazar that the chum bazar the din of kibbutz applies to all chatois, as the pasuk states, and therefore not only does it apply to the dam of the chatzei chitzenis, but it also applies to the dam of the chatzei primiyos. And as the Mishnah in Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph stated, echad anecholos ve'echad primiyos tunis kibbutz shinema teyus achatos teyus achas l'chal chatois. And there's another chumrah that the din of kibbutz applies to the dam of the chatos, even though his rika was not done to this dam. And as Taisus explains in Dibur Maschal Chaim Brikov Shtifa, that it's considered a chumrah when a din applies to Kachim, even though it's prior to Zrikas Adam and prior to the Kapara actually occurring. And as the Gemara states, Masha Inkim Brikov Shtifa, and as the Pasuk tells us that the din Brikov Shtifa applies to those Kalim where Basa of Kachim was cooked, and therefore it only applies to those Kachim that can be eaten, and certainly it would not apply to Chatois HaPrimias, which are all Nisrafais. And similarly, the din Brikov and Shtifa only applies after Zrikas Adam. And certainly Basa Kachim would not be cooked until after Zrikas Adam. Ayin Rashi, who doesn't explain this based on a Svara, explains this based on a Smichas HaPsukim. And as Rashi states, Marika V'shtifa Einu B'primis V'einu L'fnei Zrika She'ena Kosu B'daba El B'necholais Zamechle. As after the Pasuk states V'im B'kli Nechayshish B'shala U'merik V'shutu P'mayim, the Pasuk states Kal Zacha B'kainim Yechle Yisab Kodesh Kodashim Hi. Therefore we see that this Pasuk is speaking about Kachim that's Necholais. Therefore it's not talking about Chatois HaPrimis, which on his rafais, and also cannot be talking about basal lefnei zrikas adam, as it's also to eat basal kachim prior to zrikas adam. And the gemara continues, and chaim b'mriku shtifa, and there's a chumra of mriku shtifa over azar, sham mriku shtifa nehegas bein b'kachim kachim bein b'kachim kalim, as the din of kibbutz only applies to a karban chatos, and the din of mriku shtifa applies to all kachim, and not only to kachim kachim, but also to kachim kalim. And the brisa continues to teach us another chumra that applies to mriku shtifa and doesn't apply to keep us begodim, as although we learned in the Mishnah that if dam chatos gets on part of a beged, then only that part of the beged has to be cleansed. However, b'negei mriku v'shtifa, bishul mikzat kli, torn mriku shtifa, kol kli, she'in kein bazar. And from this brisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda wrote an explicit raya against the svar of Rabbi Bachama, and Amalei and Rabbi Bachama responded, itanya tanya, that if you have such a brisa, then in chenami I must be wrong, and this brisa must be correct. Now, although b'negei kibbutz, the Mishnah taught us, ain't Toyin kibbutz al makom adam. However, even if someone is bishul b'mikzas kli, there's still a requirement to do mrikun shtifa on the entire kli. And the Gemara explains with time mai, what is the makor for the din that bishul b'mikzas al kli toyin mrikun shtifa is called kli. And the Gemara explains as amakra, as the pasuk states, v'im b'kli nechayshu b'shola v'afilu b'mikzas kli, that since b'negei kli cheres, the pasuk states u'kli cheres hashetu v'ushul b'yishover. When the pasuk continues to discuss a kli nechayshes, the pasuk states v'im b'kli nechayshu. The pasuk is teaching us that as long as you cooked anything in this clean chayshes, and even if you didn't use the entire clean chayshes, the halacha is umurik v'shuta p'mayim, that you still have to cleanse the entire kli, and it's not enough to only cleanse that part of the kli. Before we continue, let us see the top tases. Diba maschal bishul mixes kli toyin mriku shtifus kol kli or ainu toyin. Tases is bothered as to the shayla Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda as tamei ma'ikum b'yilei umbaisach gadaita to Rabbi Yitzchak ikashem mixes kli ala eishem v'vashel b'yicham v'shar kli tzoynin. ain't coming by lay, as if his shaila is where the part of the kli that is cooking in is hot and the rest of the kli is cold. Im kein my ka'ama bishul mufafeya halim mufafeya bekula kli. Certainly, since the rest of the kli is cold, then the actual tam would not spread to the entire kli. And be'i b'shikala kli cham. And if the question is in the scenario where the entire kli was hot and it was just cooking part of the kli, then pshitu mufafeya bekula uboy miku shtifa. Tais continues be'i b'kama b'ilei mufafeya bekula kli aloi. Im kein b'shai suri nami to b'ilei. And why would b'yutzar b'yudu shayla only be in relation to a person that's cooking basa kachim? The same shayla would apply if someone's cooking any dava issa and is only cooking in part of the pot and is not cooking in the rest of the pot, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and quotes for the Mishnah on Daf Tzadikim Beis. The Mishnah taught us that the Tanakhama holds that the din of shtifa marika applies to kachi kachim as well as to kachim kalim. And as the Mishnah stated, echad kachi kachim ve'echad kachim kalim to un marika of shtifa. However, as we saw, Rav Shimon argues in the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon oimer kachim kalim ein tun marika of shtifa. And our Gemara now continues and brings a brisa which will bring the makaris for the shita of the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. And as we will see, the shita of the Tanakhama is actually the shita of Rav Yehuda. And our Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, Chatos, Ein Li'al Chatos, Kol Kadosh Shimonayin, Tamun Loime, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. In this Pasha B'negei Abishol, the Pasuk states, Dabal Aron Vel Bonav Lema, Zeis Teres HaChatos, B'mekoyim Shet Tishachid Ha'ilo, Tishachid HaChatos, Lepnei Hashem, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. Since the Pasuk states Chatos, so one may think that this din only applies to Korban Chatos, just like we learned, B'negei Din of Kibbutz Begodim, Tamun Loime, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. And therefore, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Kol Zochar B'Kreinim Yechel Oisa, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. Therefore, we see that not only does this apply to a Korban Chatos, but applies to all Kachim. And the Gemara will explain that how do we know that it applies to Kachim Kalim, and maybe it only applies to Kachim Kachim. However, the Brisa continues that since we see that this din applies to all Kachim, one may think that the din of Shtifa Mrika would even apply to a Kli that Truma was cooked in. As the Brisa is, Yachol Shani Mar B'sa Truma, and therefore the Brisa tells us, Tabalei Ma Yisa, Prat L'Truma, Dev Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Pasuk states, Kol Zachar B'Kreinim Yechol Oisa, and the word Oisa is a Miut, and therefore we learn that the din of Shtifa Mrika doesn't apply to a kli that truma was cooked in. These are the words of Rabbi Huda, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon Aimer. Rabbi Shimon states, "Kodesh Kedoshim Tunim Riku Shtifa, Kachim Kalim Ein Tunim Riku Shtifa." As we saw in our Mishnah, and the Makar for the Rabbi Shimon is the Chsev Kodesh Kedoshim, as the Pasuk states, "Kodesh Kedoshim," and therefore we learn, "Kachim Kachim In Kachim Kalim Loi." Now, though certainly the Tunim Riku Shtifa doesn't only apply to Korban Chatos, and it applies to Kachim Kachim, but the Pasuk teaches us that the Tunim Riku Shtifa only applies to Kachi Kachim and doesn't apply to Kachim Kalim. And the Gemara now is my time with Rabbi Huda, the Lachir, how could Rabbi Huda state that the din of Mushtifa Mrika applies to Kachim Kalim? The Pasuk specifically states Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, and therefore it seems to be Ma'arba only Kachi Kachim and not Kachim Kalim. And the Gemara explains, but Itzrich Isol Mute Truma, Machlal the Kachim Kalim to the Mrika Shtifa, that since the Pasuk had to say the word Isa in order to teach us that there is no din of Shtifa Mrika, a Kli that Truma was cooked in, so it must be that when the Torah states Kodesh Kedoshim Hi, that is actually coming to include all Kachim, and not only Kachim Kachim, but also Kachim Kalim, as if it wouldn't be coming to include Kachim Kalim, why would we have a Hamina that the din of Shtifa Mrika would apply to a Kli that Truma was cooked in? And as Rashi explains, at the end of the Maskel called Kachim Minayim, the E Kachim Kachim Dafka, if when the Pasuk states Kodesh Kedoshim, that Dafka refers to Kodesh Kedoshim, and it doesn't refer to Kachim Kalim, so Oisel Lemutu Mayasa, Lav Kachim Kalim Itzrich, V'Kolshkin Letruma, certainly we would not need the word Oisa to remind anything, as we would not need to exclude that Shtifa Mrika doesn't apply to Kachim Kalim. Why would we have a Habmina that would apply to Kachim Kalim? And certainly one would not have a Habmina that Shtifa Mrika would apply to Truma, and therefore by the fact that we have the word Oisa, it must be that when the Torah states Kodesh Kedoshim Hi, that's actually teaching us that the din of Shtifa Mrika applies to all Kachim, and therefore one may have a Habmina that would even apply to Truma, Kamash Malay Neisa, which comes to exclude that the din of Shtifa Mrika doesn't apply to a kli that Truma was cooked in. And the Gemara continues that now that we explain the Svara and the Makar of Rabbi Huda, so L'chir, the questions on Rabbi Shimon, since the Torah states the word Isa, which is coming as a miyot, L'chir, Rabbi Huda seems to be right that the word Kodesh Kedoshim Hi comes to include all Kachim and includes Kachi Kachim as well as Kachim Kalim. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon Amalecha, Isa, Kedam Moron, that Rabbi Shimon used the word Isa for a different drasha, as we saw in Daf Tzadik Gemara Min Aleph, and as Rashi brings, Isa K'sher of Leipsula, Afki Rabbi Shimon L'El, L'chata Shehoysa L'Shasa K'sher of Nifsula, and therefore the Rav Shimon, the word Isah, is coming to teach us a different din. Therefore, Rav Shimon learns that when the Pasuk states Kodesh Kodashimi, it's only coming to be Ma'aba, that the din of Merika and Shtifa doesn't only apply to Korban Chatas, but also applies to all Kachi Kachim, and we don't have a limud that should apply to Kachim Kalim or to Truma. And keep in mind that when we explain the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, we explained it based on Shitas Rashi. However, Ayin Tesis Diva Maskel Me'ishuch Oysalamuti Truma, Tesis learns this a bit differently, as Mikoyish Kedoshim Matinu Kachim Kalim, as from the word Kodesh Kedoshim, certainly even Rabbi Yehuda would state that that's coming to be my Kachim Kalim, the Koshkin Truma, and certainly Truma, Hilka Kidashina Oysal Lamute Truma, and therefore when we have another Mi'ad Oysal, then it's coming Dafka to be my Truma, and I'll call Dafka Truma of Loy Kachim Kalim, and therefore it must be coming to be my Truma, and not Kachim Kalim, the Imir Achamid al Rabbis Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues that although we saw Machlekes and Amishnah between Tanakam and Rab Shimon, and the Braisa between Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Shimon, the Dinam Riku Shtifa applies to Kachim Kalim or not. However, certainly all agree that the Dinam Riku Shtifa doesn't apply to Truma. The Gemara now continues and asks, "But Truma Loy Bay Shtifum Rika, now how can you say that Truma doesn't require Shtifum Rika? But Tanya, what we learned in the Braisa, there is Shabisha Basa Loy Vashaba Cholav, that if someone cooked Basa in a pot, then you're not allowed to cook milk in that pot, then Bishal, and if one did cook milk in that pot, then Benoist in Tam, then the milk will be Asa, as long as there's enough meat that will give taste to the milk. And as we know, that share would be Echa Bishishim, as otherwise it would be a din of Bittul Bishishim. This part of the Braisa is not relevant to our question. However, the Braisa continues that similarly, the same din would apply to Truma, that if someone cooked Truma in a pot, then the Zor cannot cook Chulin in that pot, then Bishal Benoist in Tam, and if he did cook Chulin in that pot, then the Chulin would be Asa for a Zar, as long as the Truma gives taste to the Chulin. Once again, this would be a share of Echa Bishishim. We see that Truma does get absorbed into a pot. Therefore, in order to remove any taste of a Truma from the pot's walls, one would have to do Shtifim Rika. And therefore, we see that the Din of Shtifim Rika applies to Truma as well, and not like we just saw from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And as Rashi states, Vim Bishal B'nei Sintam, Nesar Nachum Lazarim, and Alma, and therefore we see that Boyagol Liflit Issa Hanivla B'kli Shalei Asar. The Gemara will now bring three different answers that will be Mechalik between the Din of Truma and the Din of Kachim. Abai and Abai explains, Leitzricha El Dom Mar, when we stated the Din of Rika and Shtifa doesn't apply to Truma, regarding this specific Din that we previously learned, that Bishal mixes Kli, Tarim Rika Shtifa Kala Kli, that although if one cooked Kachim in part of a Kli, one still has to do Rika and Shtifa on the entire Kli. However, that Din would not apply to Truma. HaTruma Leitzarech El Mekayim Bishal. However, if someone cooked Truma in part of a Kli, then only that part of the Kli would require Rika and Shtifa. And as Rashi states, El Mekayim Bishal, Hadarmin and Bekachim Tzarech Merikas Kala Kli, Xeris HaKasuf Hi B'das Merika V'Shtifa, and this was a specific Xeris HaKasuf B'Negei Merika and Shtifa by Kachim, and this Din would not apply to Truma. The Gemara continues with the second Teretz, Rav Amar, Leitzricha El Odom Mar, when we stated that Merika and Shtifa doesn't apply to Truma, that was only in regard to the following Din, as B'Negei HaKachim, the Pasuk states, Ben Mekli Nechesh B'Shola U'Merik V'Shutuf B'Moyim, and Teretz being Mechadish to us that by Kachim there's a requirement to use water to do Agala. And as the Gemara continues, B'Moyim V'Loi B'Yayin, that when the Pasuk states B'Moyim, so the Pasuk is teaching us that Merika and Shtifa has to be done with hot water and it can't be done with hot wine. And similarly, the Pasuk is teaching us B'Moyim V'Loi B'Mazug, Merika and Shtifa has to be done with water and it can't be done with hot wine that was diluted with two parts of water to one part of wine. And as Rashi states, B'Mazug Mayim V'Yayin Ke'echad Shnei Chalke Mayim V'Echad Yayin. However, this Din only applies to a Kli that Basa Kachim was cooked in. However, Ha Afilu B'Yayin V'Afilu B'Mazug. However, if Truma is cooked in a Kli, then Merika and Shtifa of the Kli can not only be done with water, but it could even be done with hot wine, or with hot wine that was diluted with two parts of water. And as Rashi in the first wide line at the bottom of it states, the Lekabdinan Ela Golas Issa Nivlaboy Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues with another teretz, Rav Ba'ula Amar, Leitzricha El Odom Mar, when we stated that the Din of Merika and Shtifa doesn't apply to Truma, we only meant that there's a chiluk between Merika and Shtifa that's done by Kachim and Merika and Shtifa that's done by Truma. As Rav Ba'ula explains, Merika Shtifa B'tzainain Ha'afilu B'chamin, certainly both the pots that Kachim were cooked in and pots that Truma were cooked in must have Hagala and must have hot water poured inside them in order to remove any bliyos. However, the Teretz Mechadish does that there's a new Din of Merika and Shtifa that only applies by Kachim, as we will see in Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph that Rebbe will teach us in a Braisa. Merika refers to washing out the inside of a Kli with cold water, and shtifa refers to washing out the outside of a kli with cold water. And b'negei kachim, these processes had to be done even though one did agola. However, b'negei truma, all one would have to do is only agola, and one would not have to do mrikan shtifa at all, and one would not use cold water at all. And as Rashi states on the third of the wide lines at the bottom of Amid, mriku shtifa b'tzeinin bar ma'agolos chamin, and hod truma d'imayit miteris mriku shtifa sagi lo ba'agolos chamin l'chudayu, and all you have to do is agolos chamin. And for a kli that truma was cooked in, there was no requirement to wash the inside or outside of the kli with cold water. And let's keep in mind that on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara will bring a brisa, which is a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, as to the definition of Merikan Shtifa. Although Rebbe holds that Merikan Shtifa are both done with cold water, and one refers to cleaning out the inside of the kli, one refers to rinsing the outside of the kli. However, the Chachamim argue on Rebbe, and they hold that Merika refers to Hagola, washing the kli with hot water, and Shtifa refers to rinsing the outside of the kli with cold water. Therefore, our Gemara continues, Hanich Lamanda Merika Shtifa B'tzeinein. This teretz of Rav Ba'ula works out very well, according to Rebbe, as certainly we could be mechalik between the din of kachim and the din of truma based on his definition of Merika and Shtifa. And as we explained, that a kli that kachim was cooked in required Merika and Shtifa with cold water, aside for Hagola, while a kli that truma was cooked in only requires Hagola with hot water, and doesn't require Merika and Shtifa with cold water. However, the Gemara is bothered, Lamanda Merika B'cham and Shtifa B'tzeinein, but according to Rabbanan, that define Merika as washing the kli out with hot water, and Shtifa refers to rinsing out the outside of the kli with cold water, Ma'ikel Meima. L'chayr, how would Rav Ba'ula explain the difference between the process that must be done to a kli that kachim was cooked in, and the process that must be done to a kli that truma was cooked in? And as Rashi states, Alamanda Merika B'chamin via Golshlehen, Mehashim Ma'i Ma'i Truma, and the Gemara answers, Shtifa Yisrasa, that certainly there is an afkamina between the kli of kachim and the kli of truma, as a kli that kachim was cooked in must have shtifa, and not only must one do hagola and rinse the kli out with hot water, which Rabbanan call merika, but you also have to do shtifa, and you have to wash the outside of the kli with cold water. However, although the requirement for merika by truma, and you have to do hagola with hot water, however, a kli that truma was cooked in does not require shtifa, and there's no requirement to rinse the kli with cold water after performing hagola. And as Rashi states, umishani shtifa yisrasa b'tzayin ikka b'kachim basim rika dihi hagolas chamin, or v'chumo l'boi shtifa tzayin. I end the last four lines of Taisis at the bottom of Amid, where Taisis states, v'yesh l'umim mekan, the kelim asurin, that when someone has a kli that becomes asa, shem agilin, when you're kashrin that kli, ein tzarech l'shayt from b'tzayin achrikein, there is no requirement to wash it with cold water after doing hagola, afa pish, enoigin atalasis kein, even though we find that the minig is that people do this, I in shum, and we will stop over here.